sick and tired of hearing things from uptight, short-sighted, narrow-minded hypocrites. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. I've had enough of reading things by neurotic, psychotic, pig-headed politicians. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to this edition of 9/11 Wake Up Call. I'm Cheryl. Architect Richard Gage, founder of Architects and Engineers for 9/11Truth.org, is currently on a 30-city tour for the world premiere of the powerful new documentary called 9/11 Explosive Evidence, Experts Speak Out. Fortunately for local residents, one of the 30 cities is West Hartford, Connecticut, and the date is this coming Sunday, June 17th, at 7 p.m. in the West Hartford Town Hall Auditorium at 50 South Main Street. The doors open at 6:30, and there'll be light refreshments. You can get tickets online at 911expertspeakout.org or at the door. Today, architect Richard Gage is joining me on the show. The interview is being done while he's in a car about to enter the White Mountains en route from Portland, Maine to Burlington, Vermont, two of the cities on his tour. Due to his location and the fact that he's on a cell phone contributed to some of the flaws in the sound quality. I hope that the quality of the interview will outweigh some of these minor distortions. Richard, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Cheryl. It's great to be here with you today.
So you're on this 30-city tour to promote the world premiere of the final edition of your new film, 9/11 Explosive Evidence, Experts Speak Out. Tell us a little bit about the film and why people should come to our June 17th screening.
This film is critically important for every American. We have 1,700 architects and engineers who are calling for a new investigation of the destruction of the World Trade Center on 9/11. The evidence that we are highlighting is evidence that has been excluded by official sources, the government agency NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, which was tasked with explaining these three collapses, which did not even explain the Twin Towers collapse, even though that was what they were tasked with. So these architects and engineers, we've interviewed 43 of them and have included their testimony in this new film, and it is startling. The testimony is about the destruction of all three towers. We'll talk about that, the evidence in the third paper to collapse 9/11 World 7, which is destroyed symmetrically, smoothly, suddenly, straight down into its own footprint, and at freefall acceleration, as fast as a bowling ball dropping off the side of it. That's how fast this 47-story skyscraper drops after witnesses hear explosion. So the evidence surrounding this skyscraper is extraordinary, and yet officials tell us in their final report, which happened 7 years later than 9/11, they tell us it came down by normal office fires. And I am not kidding you. These fires, by the way, were fairly scattered and fairly small throughout the building. And of course, fires have never brought down a steel frame skyscraper. So that's just the beginning of the evidence that we're highlighting in this new film, which is, as you mentioned, being brought through 30 cities. So we'll be in Burlington, Vermont tomorrow night, and then in Swansea.
That's fantastic. Now, I've been just amazed at watching how your organization has grown since I first met you in 2007 when you presented at our conference here at St. Joseph College. And you, as you mentioned, you have 1,700 and counting architects and engineers signed on to your petition. And they're stating that the version of 9/11 that the government gave us is scientifically false, and they're demanding a new investigation. How many people does the government, how many scientists does the government have lined up supporting their view?
Well, that's an interesting question. We have probably half a dozen or a dozen engineers signed on to the NIST report, maybe a few more here and there, so-called experts who are supportive actively of the government position on what we call the official conspiracy theory, that 19 fundamentalist hijackers drove these planes into the buildings and that the resulting destruction was due to the impact of the fires. In the case of Building 7, of course, there was no impact, just resulting fires from debris. So 1,700 architects and engineers is a lot, especially when you consider that these thousands, maybe a couple hundred thousand architects and engineers through the United States are largely unaware, I mean most all of them, completely unaware of this third worst structural failure in modern history, World Trade Center 7. So we show them that first in the film and in our presentations around the world. And by the way, we always do a show of hands before the film and after. And of those who did agree with us before the film, 90% to 100% of those are in agreement with the evidence for controlled demolition after, and hopefully join us actively calling for a new investigation. Many of them do sign the petition. We have lots of reason to believe that our evidence is very serious, very real, and incontrovertible.
Of those five or six people that support the government position, are they paid government employees or are they independent folks?
Oh, I'd have to say that they're certainly paid. They're on the NIST report. They receive compensation for their work.
And so you have 1,700 architects and engineers who are willing to put their reputation on the line to say that, hey, there's a problem here. So that, to me, is pretty amazing. And the part of your movie that I like the best, or I really like a lot, is the part where you have the mental health professionals discussing why people don't want to take this in. And I'm a licensed psychotherapist, so I really kind of relate to that section. And maybe you could tell the listeners a little bit about that and why you chose to include that in the movie.
Yeah. Well, after hearing 43 technical experts, professionals in their field, high-rise architects, structural engineers, metallurgists, physicists, chemists, fire protection engineers, controlled demolition experts. Last night here in Portland, Maine, we had live one of the experts who worked 3 years with controlled demolition as an explosive loader. The evidence is so clear that it leaves you with the inescapable conclusion that these buildings were brought down by controlled demolition, which in and of itself leads you to the conclusion, a very rational conclusion, that this had to have been some sort of an inside operation, that elements within the U.S. government and industry had to have been responsible, because let's face it, Al-Qaeda didn't have access to these three of the most highly secure buildings outside the Pentagon. Building 7, for instance, had the Department of Defense, the CIA, the IRS, Securities and Exchange Commission, a very secure building. So who had access is the real question. And how did they have access to these very advanced materials that are found in the World Trade Center dust, also not disclosed by NIST in their final report of building construction?
You're referring to the nanothermite?
Yeah, there's a 25-page peer-reviewed paper by an independent team of scientists that documents red-grade ships, small red-grade ships found in all the World Trade Center dust, which are extremely advanced form of nanothermite, an energetic material made only by the most advanced defense contracting laboratories. And so we've got this evidence, and also, by the way, the evidence, which is the residue of those chips when they are heated up. They produce 2,800-degree temperatures and emit molten iron, which is what thermite does. Thermite is an incendiary used by the military to cut through steel like a hot knife through butter. So that's what U.S. Geological Survey finds in all of the dust samples and is documented in official sources, but they have no explanation for the temperatures exceeding 2,700 degrees Fahrenheit. But thermite and nanothermite explain that very clearly, but they won't go there. So we have a very uncomfortable situation for most people when confronting this body of evidence ranging from the nanothermite found in the World Trade Center dust, iron microspheres found by the officials in the U.S. Geological Survey, which those nanothermite particles create when they're heated to 420 degrees centigrade. This internally consistent body of evidence is quite damning to the official story. So people have to face something much larger than they are comfortable with. It stretches our world view. And that's why we talked to these eight psychologists and theologian David Ray Grishman, who has specialized in the limitations of people's ability to comprehend and make sense of and digest and work with actively and consciously this information. So it's very powerful. People have found the psychology section much more powerful, actually, than the technical evidence, because it's assisted them to understand why they were resisting this, why they had fear and anger and resistance to accepting the information. Now, we're on the highway here from Maine to New Hampshire to Vermont, a great drive through the mountains called the White Mountains. On this tour, it's one of the few opportunities we have to do sightseeing. So that's what you're hearing behind the cars. So these psychologists are really quite helpful in understanding not only our own resistance, but when we try to discuss this with others, they look at us as if there's a deer in the headlights, or they get angry, or they're immediately hostile at the possibility that we could be even intimating that there was some sort of conspiracy here other than the official conspiracy. That is inevitably where it leads. I mean, we don't believe that 19 hijackers were responsible for placing these explosives. So there is a different type of conspiracy afoot. But we don't have answers about that. We are architects and engineers. We don't speculate about who may have been responsible for setting these explosives, because we really don't know.
Now, Albert Einstein once said that condemnation without investigation is the height of ignorance. And so I want to encourage people who doubt us or who think we're crazy or whatever to take this opportunity to come out to this event on Sunday, June 17th in the West Hartford Town Hall Auditorium to see the evidence. And then if they want to condemn us, okay, you've done done some research, you know the issues, and then okay, I can accept that. But if you don't look at the evidence, then I don't think it's fair for them to condemn us or call us crazy or whatever. So I just wanted to put that out there. And Richard, you did a previous movie called 9/11 Blueprint for Truth. And I just wondered, how is this movie different than that? If someone has seen that, why should they come out to see this new one? Is it repetitive or is it different?
No, it's actually quite different. 9/11 Blueprint for Truth is a movie in which we have laid out as much evidence as we had at the time and backed it up to a presentation which I was giving, which is about 2 hours long. But this particular documentary invokes the top experts in their field, as I mentioned, high-rise architects, structural engineers, others. They are backed up by 100 videos and hundreds of photographs and diagrams that we never had access to when we were making 9/11 Blueprint for Truth. So it flows along at quite a clip. It's actually kind of difficult to keep up with. It's just packed. It's very rich with new information for activists and people that are new to this information as well.
Now, why would a comfortable middle-aged architect guy like yourself take on the science of 9/11 and dedicate most of your life or much of your life to discovering it and demanding a new investigation?
Well, 6 years ago, I heard on the radio an interview which just floored me. I was driving. I had to pull my van over to the side of the road. I knew I had to understand this because David Ray Griffin was being interviewed by Bonnie Faulkner on a show called Guns and Butter. And I had no reason to disbelieve him. It was an elderly gentleman talking about this evidence of 4-ton perimeter wall units, for example, being hurled laterally out of the towers, landing up to 600 feet away. The ends have been dripping with molten metal and with pyroclastic-like clouds. So we have these pyroclastic-like clouds that David Ray Griffin was talking about following these 4-ton perimeter wall units, which are hurled laterally at 60 miles an hour or so, landing up to 600 feet away, 110 floors missing in what we're told is a gravitational collapse. Yet where are the floors? I mean, they're supposed to go downward, but this is 90,000 tons of concrete pulverized in midair. And he was also talking about these ejections of explosions in patterned, organized fashion occurring 20, 40, even 60 stories down below this zone of destruction, so which was going on up above, theoretically, this pancaking collapse. Also, he mentioned that this 12-story section, in the case of the North Tower, is supposed to be driving down the North Tower, yet what's really going on here is something very different. It's being destroyed in the first 4 seconds of the 12-second destruction of this tower. And so it's telescoping in really what can only be described as a miniature controlled demolition, if you will. This top 12-story section, and there's hundreds of witnesses talking about sounds of explosions, which are well-documented and only available that we found after August of 2005, when the New York Times released this information to the public that they secured from the city. The city was withholding this for years, and now we know why, because 118 of these 500 recorded witnesses were talking about sounds of explosions and flashes of light occurring at the onset of destruction of both of these buildings. So when I heard this 6 years ago, I had no choice but to find out if it were true. And when I found out that it was true, I was completely floored. I knew that my life wasn't going to be the same. I had to do something. I had to tell other people about this. And so immediately I put together a PowerPoint presentation, and I took it to my firm that I work with, 15 other architects, who kind of thought I was nuts in the beginning. But then I got them into a conference room and showed them this information. They ultimately agreed that, oh my God, you're right, these had to be controlled demolitions. So there was 15 architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth that, hey, it's 1,700.
That's amazing. Wow. Good work, Richard. And I think your organization gives the movement a lot of credibility that perhaps we were lacking before. And it goes along with all the other professional people who are looking at this and working on this. So I really thank you for what you've done. It's really been incredible.
Thank you.
And maybe you could tell the listeners about the petition on your website and who can sign it if they want to.
Sure. There are 14,000 others, in addition to the 1,700 architects and engineers that are demanding a new investigation. So anybody can sign our website. It's AE911truth.org. Now, that stands for Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, AE911truth.org. We also have a website for the film, which is called 911expertsspeakout.org, where you can watch the trailer, download the film, watch the whole film, get the DVD, and learn how to take action. Our whole action kit, virtual action kit, is on this site now and helps people to figure out what they can do after dealing with this information internally. What do they do to take action about it? And so there's lots of steps on this site to do exactly that. They can join an AE911 Truth Action Group. We have dozens and dozens all around the country. And as well, there's another petition which will be starting up this week called Support the Families. We have half a dozen family members who are calling upon President Obama to watch this film and to take appropriate action.
Oh, so, fantastic.
Look for, on our website, a way to sign that petition, too.
Richard, it's 11 years since 9/11. Why is it still important?
Well, it turns out that 9/11 was a catalyzing event which caused well, precipitated the invasion of two countries, Afghanistan and Iraq, in which over 1 million people have been killed. Now, this is in addition to the 3,000 almost people murdered in the towers. There's no statute of limitations on murder. If any of your listeners had a loved one who was murdered and it remained unsolved or somebody else was falsely accused, when would we give up and let go of the truth about that matter? And I hope the answer is never, because, and so here we're talking about 3,000 people murdered, millions of people in Iraq and Afghanistan murdered, $4 trillion spent to today on these wars, and policies that have decimated the reputation of the United States of America, including extraordinary rendition and torture. In fact, any of us can be tortured and held in prison indefinitely without charge, without the right to a trial or a lawyer, and indefinitely. This just for merely being accused of being associated with terrorism, which isn't even defined. This is not anything like what our forefathers fought for. These liberties were ensconced in the Bill of Rights, and yet in a matter of seconds or minutes during 9/11, the setup for these invaluable civil rights were destroyed. And the legislation that has occurred in the Military Commissions Act, the Patriot Act, and the National Defense Authorization Act have decimated our civil liberties. So that's the reason we continue to fight for the truth about 9/11. For justice, pursuing justice for the family members of the victims of 9/11, the only truth will bring healing to these family members.
And I just want to point out that we're not the only country that has, our country, our government has taken advantage of, exploited 9/11 to take away our civil liberties, but that's happened around the globe in many other countries. So, Richard, before we pause here, I just want to tell the listeners again that you're going to be at the West Hartford Town Hall this Sunday, June 17th at 7 p.m. We'll be showing your new movie, Experts Speak Out, and then you'll be there to answer questions in a Q&A after the filming. Is there anything else you'd like the listeners to know?
I would encourage everyone to try to make one of the stops. In New Hampshire, we will have an expert, Bill Rice, who is a structural engineer, who will discuss and take technical questions about the capability of these twin towers in Building 7 to resist any kind of supposed collapse by fire. But I would encourage the listeners to also let their friends know that we will be in Boston, New York, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, and down in Florida, Atlanta, Nashville, and over in San Francisco as well.
That's great, Richard. Well, I look forward to seeing you on Sunday, and thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you, Cheryl. My pleasure.
And again, that was an interview with architect Richard Gage, founder of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. He'll be showing their latest movie, 9/11 Explosive Evidence, Experts Speak Out, this Sunday, June 17th at 7 p.m. at the West Hartford Town Hall. You can get tickets by going to 911expertsspeakout.org, and you can also get tickets at the door. Again, it's at 7 p.m. in the West Hartford Town Hall. And again, I want to remind you that you won't hear any of this information in the corporate media. It's a taboo subject. Anything that challenges the official story of 9/11 is taboo. And so don't be part of that conspiracy of silence and come out and learn the evidence that the corporate media is keeping from you. And now I'm going to close out the show with a song called Conspiracy of Silence by the John Kasper Band. I hope you'll like it.
Disturbing visions of flat-covered coffins each day. United we stand while they're warring our future away. The spin doctors dance while our young men continue to die. All for the sake of the corporate American pie. It's a conspiracy of silence. It's breaking us down. the conspiracy of silence. The truth won't be found. The president seems to have dangerous thoughts in his head. His warm-minded handlers are pushing him over the edge, protecting the interests of all their industrial friends. The sins of the father repeating all over again. It's a conspiracy of silence that's taking us down. The conspiracy of silence. The truth can't be found. September 11th will justify all of your unjustifiable wars. It's a conspiracy. It's time we demanded they answer the questions they've asked. Make them return to us all of our freedoms they've robbed. The seeds of Big Brother have started to take root and spread. And if we don't rise up, we'll find our democracy's dead. It's a conspiracy of silence that's keeping us down. The conspiracy of silence. The truth can't be found. That's a conspiracy of silence that's tearing us down. The conspiracy of silence.
This concludes this edition of 9/11 Wake Up Call. I'm Cheryl. Thanks for listening.